Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com as we start things out here by going right into your phone calls. Lynn is on the line in Colorado. Hello, Lynn.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a friend call me because he was listening earlier and said that you had brought up the Dun & Bradstreet listings of all the county and state offices.
And it's all very interesting to me. What's that mean?
Well, what it means is under the federal code, the United States is a corporation, and everything linked to it is also a corporation. And it goes all the way down to the sheriff, the district attorney. You can find every office listed when you start looking through it.
Yeah.
And what gave us occasion to look for it is we had done some research and knew that there were liens that were sold on prisoners. Okay, well, what actually happens is they're called mortgage-backed securities. And when somebody goes to prison, the prison is a warehouse, and they're simply a case of beans that's been assigned to the warehouse for a certain amount of time and for a certain value. Now, what will happen is if you go in and start looking up cases, in some of the western states, including Colorado, you can go into Fidelity Investment Fund, into something called Active Quote, and the cases are all there. If you put in a case number, you're going to find the fund number that it's been sold into. It's going to have a CUSIP number, and a CUSIP number is an international number identifying monetary instruments.
Why would someone sell a prisoner? Why or sell the security of a prisoner? How does that? What's the motivation?
Why
to sell
does that? The United States have more people in prison than all the other countries on the planet combined?
Well, it was my understanding
because it's an enormous moneymaker.
Well, it's a reason. It was my understanding that the more people they have in prison, the more they increase the budget of the prison bureaucracy, and that was coming from taxes. But you're saying there's something more going on.
Something more going on, and they take every case. And as soon as it's logged in, it is assigned a number. And like I said, in the case of Colorado, it goes into Fidelity Investment Fund. So let's take a scenario. Let's say somebody has committed a felony according to their show.
Okay.
And it's a fourth-degree felony at $100,000 with a top sentence of 3 years. Now, you have something that is a monetary instrument. Here's a mortgage-backed security, and what the security is the individual. The case is sold. All right, if it's $100,000 and it's a 3-year sentence, they're going to go out if it's unseasoned paper, like in the money markets with mortgages. They're going to discount that. And so they can now discount it to, let's say, $60,000 at 18 months instead of $100,000 at 3 years. And what you're going to find is the corresponding time the prisoner spends in prison, in halfway house, on ankle bracelet monitoring, and on parole will exactly match however that case was sold.
What I still don't understand, and I want you to hold my hand through this because I'm no financial expert, and it sounds like you've done a whole lot of research on this. What is it that who is buying these things, and what's their interest in purchasing them? I mean, if they're creating
these... if you have a financial advisor, and that advisor tells you you ought to have 25% of your portfolio in blue chip stocks, and you ought to have another percentage in this, and you ought to have another percentage in mortgage-backed securities, and you ought to have another percentage in this. Now, let's say these mortgage-backed securities all got bundled up and sold in the money markets as a bundle. Now, let's say 401k plans, retirement plans, insurance plans, mutual fund plans are going out and buying instruments with some type of, you know, a time frame and a value to them. You're not going to know in your 401k, maybe you have 20% in mortgage-backed securities, your assumption is going to be that you've invested in some bricks and mortar.
Right.
Wait, but, okay, I see where you're coming from, but what is it in the, why is it in the prison's interest to, let's presume it's the prison bureaucracy, that particular corporation that's doing the selling here, why is it in their interest to do that? Is it because they want all the money up front? They want to, like you said, it's $100,000 for the guy that's going to be in there for 3 years.
Well, because the county is going to sell it, and you know, are you, you know what fractional banking is.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Now the state can come in and sell the same value many more times.
So they're trying to leverage. They're trying to leverage the promissories of what is owed to them for these fines, for these different infractions and the sentences. And what
and
you're saying is they bundle them.
Wait, okay, I still don't understand. Wait, hold on a second. Lynn, can you hang on for just a second? Gardner, can you explain that to me in English? Because I'm not a financial expert, and I don't really know what all this.
It seems to me that, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about how the towns and so on incorporate so they can sell their bonds. Oftentimes, they don't bring in tax money what they need in order to, say, build a school or do all these different types of things that they want to do to aggrandize the state.
And the bond is something where they will promise to pay back at a later date because they're expecting tax receipts in the future.
Right, exactly. And these receipts, in this case, the receipts are the receipts for the fines that are levied against people who are convicted against particular crimes. And I think what needs to be factored into that is the prison sentences of people are obviously an overhead cost. And so if you're taking this as a corporation, this is another revenue stream for them, if I get the impression right from the call.
Correct.
Wait a minute. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if I'm understanding you. I want to keep rephrasing here so I can make sure I'm processing this correctly. You're saying that if you've got this person that's going in for 3 years and $100,000, and Lynn, you suggested they'll discount that as they sell it out. So they sell it out at $60,000 instead of $100,000. Somebody buys that for $60,000 expecting to earn money on that down the line. Is that the idea?
And it's any other bond. There's an agreement to pay off after a certain amount of time. You can get municipal bonds.
But if I'm the buyer of the bond, you're going to pay me back more than the $60,000 that I paid in, right?
Right.
That's
the
idea?
Exactly. Well, but the immediate need for the town is that, you know, they'll say, we'll pay X amount in interest on these bonds. We need the money now. And so municipal
bonds. So that's
bonds
why
are,
they do it then. That was what I was getting at earlier. The reason they do this instead of waiting, because if it was $100,000 a year over 3 years and they got $33,000 a year, then they would make more if they just waited. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, Gard, because they're money-hungry bureaucrats, they can't wait. They want to sell the prisoner out as a, they want to essentially bond, I don't know if it, bond is a verb or whatever, they want to create this little security based on the prisoner to get $60,000 in right up front, and then out, you know, down the line, they pay out the full $100,000 to whoever it is that bonded up front. Is that the idea?
That's a pretty reasonable way to say it.
Am I understanding this, Lynn?
Express that better. Lynn, what do you think?
Well, I think so, and then if you'll also look at it as the fact, now take the same instance, only this time, let's say, you bought a $100,000 property. Well, you bought a property with a $100,000 mortgage that you committed to. Now, when the mortgage was funded back to you, there was a triple funding that happened, and you only received the face value of what you signed the promissory note for. The bank had no money to loan until you signed the note.
Correct. They create the
now
money
they
from
went out
air.
And sold it.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you, Lynn. I really appreciate all the expertise. We've got to move on, but I thank you for that. It's an interesting conversation, one I think I barely am just being able to grasp, and it's fascinating, the idea that these governments, there may be a little bit more going on behind the scenes than most people realize. It is apparently more than just taking in tax dollars and paying for programs. There's a lot more going on financially. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if it does turn out that the governments really are indeed private corporations that are sort of have their officers elected publicly, then can we really withdraw our consent? More on the way.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
In the new global economy, it's easy to become focused on national news and international networking. But perhaps you've come up empty when it comes to local opportunities to make a difference. What can you do? Go on a learning spree by following local news and subscribing to local newspapers and attending town meetings or chamber of commerce functions. You should make it a goal to add at least one community member to your personal contacts every month. By deepening your involvement with your community, you'll become aware of social opportunities with which your company can connect. Along the way, you'll also improve your assessment of your company's social performance in the local community. A great starting point for making a difference. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and they include the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. Click and download. They are yours if you want them, free at freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com, and you can get a free email account there to try it out, and, you know, if you, it'll stay free. It's not going away.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to continue with your phone calls, but Gardner, you and I were discussing during the break something I thought would be a point of clarification I think is important to bring on here. And not that you and I, either of us or anybody here, really has a full grasp, I think, yet on what it is that Lynn was getting at and what it is the anti-terrorist is getting at in his newest video, which you can see. I'm probably going to post it later tonight at freekeen.com for people that want to see it, but otherwise you can just go to the anti-terrorist video channel on YouTube. And the idea I think that Lynn was getting at was that the prisoner, the three-year prisoner at $100,000, I think it sounded like she was suggesting that that was something the prisoner would pay, but that's not, I don't believe, what she was suggesting. I think that was the amount that it would cost to house that prisoner for a three-year period. And the idea was that they wanted to get as much of that in up front. The bureaucrats want to get as much of that money in up front for whatever reason, just probably because they're fiscally irresponsible. I mean, they know that the money's going to come every single year, but they want it then, they want it now. So they sell out that prisoner. They essentially create a security interest or bond or whatever it is you call it. I don't know all the terms. But they create that at a discounted rate, and they tell whoever it is, the bankers are, the investors, that, hey, you buy this at $66,000, and then 3 years later we'll pay you $100,000. It may not be that kind of a split, but it wasn't the fines that a prisoner would pay because they're not reliable. You can't rely on the prisoners to do anything. But you can rely on the government's tax man to keep coming in with money every single
year. It depends. Some states have prisoners working at businesses.
That's true, and that's got to be extra money for
them. A friend of mine worked in South Carolina. He worked some kind of plastic extruding. He made lawn furniture. So he did it for years. Some prisons don't.
There are a couple factors in here that are a little fuzzy to me. First off, for example, if you've got a state that has to expand its prison system because they've got so many prisoners, they're housing too many in one prison, they want to open up a new one here in the state of New Hampshire. They've been talking about this sort of thing. Over in Keene, they're going to be opening up a new facility. Oh, great. We'll have to get the ribbons out. But they oftentimes will budget a certain amount for the building of it, but they will issue bonds. The state issues bonds for large projects. I don't know if that's part of this, because Lynn seemed to be discussing this as a factor of the number of prisoners that they're bringing in, and she did mention fines. Now, if you're looking at it strictly in that viewpoint, with a frame around only those factors, then you say, okay, the state is counting on X number of prisoners, X number of fines based on certain types of infractions. How many of those fines can they actually rely on being paid back? Because this is not like you've got investors with money. A lot of these guys don't have any money. Mm-hmm. And how much does it cost to house these prisoners for overhead for the state? So if you're looking at these as like a revenue stream and you're saying, okay, we need to leverage this revenue stream just strictly on prisoner fines. We're going to issue bonds, and we're going to tell people who are buying the bonds, yes, these bonds are secure at such and such a level because we've got X or Y revenue stream coming in from these prisoners. We can show you historically this is what it is. I could see that as a functional, although I think unethical and highly dangerous.
It wouldn't be the first time they've done something unethical.
Yeah. I could see that as functional. The other stuff gets a little murky and fuzzy for me, so I don't really know how to look at it.
The anti-terrorist's original suggestion in his recent video at YouTube was he was giving the example of speeding tickets. Yeah. So he suggested that in those areas, most people do pay because you're talking about small amounts.
Sure.
You know, you're talking about $100 here, $75 there, $150 here. And so he suggested that what goes on is essentially the legislator, that corporation or whatever, will propose a new law that will result in, you know, like a seatbelt law. Okay, well, let's get the seatbelt law here in New Hampshire so we can start fining people. Oh, no, we're really going to do it to protect you. You know, they know that the money's going to come in because of that seatbelt law. So essentially they estimate what amount of money might come in on a yearly basis based on that seatbelt law.
Right.
They go to the investors and they say, hey, we're going to make the seatbelt law. Will you go ahead and you know, purchase this from us up front? And so the banks will say, all right, well, we'll give you, you know, $5 million for that right now, and you'll give us $10 million down the line.
You know, this is a scary prospect because every time they add some other law that will allow the state to impose fines for infractions, it's like a company coming up with a new product.
Exactly.
So that they can then go to their investors and say, hey, we've got more, you know,
it is
buy our bonds.
Yep. And so we're all playing the game because we're continuing to consent to all these government rules when if what the anti-terrorist says is true. And again, I don't know if it's true. And as he says, check out his claims. You know, he's the first person to encourage you to check out what it is that he says. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's true, then what we're dealing with here are private corporations, and nobody would allow McDonald's or Walmart or anything like that or any other companies like that to behave in the way that the government is behaving. But yet, you know, the government has these scary men with guns that are willing to throw you in cages.
Right.
But I just think that if enough of us stopped putting up with it, they wouldn't be able to cage enough people fast enough in order to. And of course, eventually, if you cage enough people, the economy starts to hurt and then people can't pay taxes anymore. Anyway, my point is that non-cooperation, I think, could really solve this issue. It's just a fascinating aspect of government that most people aren't aware of, if it's true. Anyway, we need to continue with your calls. They're rolling in here. So let's go to Bill in Oklahoma. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, going along the same topic, I was thinking to myself, okay, if what we're dealing with are a bunch of corporations, are we not, in fact, part of the investors? We're the ones that are supposedly paying the property tax, the sales tax.
No, you're not. That would make you an investor. That would make you a revenue source for the government to pay back its original investors, which are allegedly, according to the anti-terrorist, are banks.
Right, but if we're bankrolling the government, shouldn't we have a say of what of such laws that are being passed? I mean,
you do, and that's why you get to go and vote for representatives and stuff, right?
No, I'm talking about bylaws. In a corporate setting, if I go and I plop down, let's say, $1,000 for Google, I have the right as a stockholder, a share member
but
of that corporation.
A share member. You're not a stockholder in the corporation. You're not an investor. You're a revenue
source. Once I get that stock, I am now a investor of that company. I have rights.
But do you have stock in governments? Because if you don't, then you're not an investor.
That's what I'm trying to get at. If we are funding it, wouldn't that give us the equal say?
No. When you go to Walmart, you don't get a stock when you buy the product off the shelf.
You don't
shelf
get to
there.
Vote at Walmart either. And
well, you vote whether you go or not.
You vote. Shareholders vote or don't vote.
Okay, so basically, what this basically boils down to is I'm being forced to pay for a product or service that I don't want.
This is correct. You are being threatened by men with guns to pay for products and services that you don't want. That's how the government operates. And you can hear them. They call what they do business. They'll say, we have no further business today. They use the term business all over the place. It's just that their business is apparently a funny business involving men with guns and threats. But I think that if enough people started to say, you know what, I don't want to do business with you people anymore, then it would completely change things. As soon as we stop seeing this government as legitimate and start seeing them as a business that is employing men with guns, we need to respond appropriately to that. More on the way. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels. something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, you bring up anything, just dial toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Garrett.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Get the inside scoop on football betting from Ted Murray and find out about rape defense from self-defense expert Kimber Johnson. All at paladinpodcast.com. That's paladinpodcast.com. And it's a service of Paladin Press. You can browse over 900 books and DVDs on topics such as personal and financial freedom, Second Amendment issues, self-defense, and more. Remember, paladinpodcast.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we go first to, I think this might be Glenn in Missouri. Is this Glenn?
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
This is Glenn in Missouri.
Good guess. All right, Glenn, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you wanted me to call back and update you on the forum I participated in at a local high school on lowering the drinking age to 18.
Yeah, do tell.
Yeah, well, there were five of us on the panel, and I was representing libertarians and another libertarian representing those interested in lowering the drinking rate 18, a professor from a local college, a defense attorney from MAD, and a retired state highway patrolman.
Okay.
And so they started out and gave us all 5 minutes to open our remarks with and said, you know, please keep quiet, no applause or reaction until the very end of the forum. So the professor started and spoke for 5 minutes, dead quiet. I got up and spoke for 5 minutes about freedom and liberty and non-aggression principle and you own your own body, et cetera, et cetera. And the place broke out into applause.
Wow. Awesome. Very cool.
And then the other libertarian spoke. And when he got done, it broke out in applause.
Nice.
And then the mad guy from Mad spoke, dead quiet after he got done. Then the state highway patrolman spoke. And I was confused because he got done and it broke out in applause. But I found out later that the teachers prompted the students to clap.
Oh, I see. They were just following orders at that point.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how did you get the opportunity to give this presentation?
Well, there were some young libertarians that started over a year ago an effort to get on the ballot an initiative to lower the drinking age.
Oh, that's really cool. Neat. So I got invited. Go ahead. Sorry.
And this kind of got prompted by the Amethyst Initiative, which is over 100 college presidents and chancellors who are advocating to lower the drinking age.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah. And it would really help because the university securities forces are all they're just overburdened all over the place trying to uphold these ridiculous drinking age.
They should be out investigating rapes and vandalism and stuff.
It's absurd. Well, you know, I was thinking I had an analogous situation where a friend of mine is a high school teacher in my town, and he invites me over every year to talk. And this year I went over.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I actually spoke to him a little while afterwards, Ian, and he said, you know, I'm getting closer and closer to your philosophy, Guard. And it's like, great. Thanks, Mike.
It's inevitable.
Good guy. And it was
it
weird.
Is.
Because
it really is. It's all you have to do is you have to hear it consistently.
Exposure. Yeah, exactly. And what was so funny about it, guys, was that, you know, I talked about nobody has a stake on your body. Nobody has a claim on you and self-ownership, things like that. And they posed a lot of questions. And in the end, you know, the kids come over to talk to you afterwards, and all the kids come over to talk to me. And it was like, wow, this is really neat. And
the statists are just standing up there looking
all
lonely.
Yeah, the Republican. Yeah. And the Republican actually was a little closer to my philosophy, but they asked to do it again.
He's lying.
To repeat it.
I've heard Republicans talk like that before. As a matter of fact,
they lie.
I believed them for a long time.
Yeah, right.
But they're full of crap.
Yeah,
I realized at some point that they're lying.
They don't back it up.
Yeah, I think it's
right.
Great when people get to do these things. And Glenn, I'm wondering, do you have any more stories you want to share from your experience?
Oh yeah.
Okay, please.
I got feisty at one point because I had talked about prohibition and how it doesn't work. And so the state highway patrolman, a real authority figure, mm-hmm. you know, who spoke to the students, you know, he mentioned how great prohibition worked, how it reduced drinking and how it reduced health problems and everything. So I responded and talked about how it created a black market for alcohol and all the organized crime problems, and it led to people like Al Capone. And the highway patrolman, you know, made a snide remark then. He said, oh, Al Capone was just a movie.
What?
Wow.
Sorry, I was in his Nimrod. Cell in Alcatraz.
Yeah,
and one of the students called him out on it. One
awesome.
Of the students
nice.
Out of the audience called him out and said, hey, no, we studied that in history. That was a real person.
Oh, man.
Now, perhaps some of the, maybe what the gentleman was alluding to was that a great deal of the crime, you know, the shootouts that went on were, you know.
Dramatized?
Yeah, dramatized. But that doesn't mean that the crime wasn't dramatized. Right. I mean, there was still a great deal of bootleg liquor going on. And
still got shot.
They'd have killed you over it.
Damn right.
Yeah, he was a prohibition denier, you know, is my term for
hilarious.
He was also advocating for the drinking age to be increased to 25.
Yeah, I bet he made some friends.
Wow. So what else?
One of the students called him out on that and got up and said, you want to increase it to 25 when the law at 21 keep alcohol out of the hands of students. And he asked the student body, well, how many here could go out and get alcohol? And, of course, everybody clapped their hands and everything. And so the students, you know, were calling BS on that
awesome.
State highway patrolman.
As they should have been.
Great.
Fantastic.
It was.
What else, Glenn? Anything else you want to share?
Well, that's pretty much it.
What happened at the end?
It's all up on YouTube.
Oh, you really?
YouTube.com/MissouriLP.
Oh, okay, okay. YouTube.com/MissouriLP.
Yep.
All right, cool. I'm going to take a look at that a little bit later. I think it's great. When people go out and they record their activism, it makes it much more valuable because then other people can experience it. Those people who perhaps may not have been able to attend can also experience. Our listeners can go and see the whole thing. So that's YouTube.com/MissouriLP. What happened at the end? Did you also experience what Gardner has experienced, and that is a lot of youngsters came up to talk to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of youngsters came up, and you could just tell that we connected with them. You know?
Especially that part where you called them youngsters.
He didn't call them youngsters.
I referred to them as young adults.
Yes. Yeah. They liked that better.
But, but we connected to them, and the authoritarians didn't. So that worked out really well.
Good deal.
So we were real pleased with it.
Fantastic. I thank you, Glenn, for the update tonight. Keep up the good work out there, and don't hesitate to call us back the next time something else cool happens. Always good to hear good news coming from somewhere outside of New Hampshire.
It is, and I've got to say I'm excited about it. I'm glad to hear it, and there you go. We're talking about activism going on in some other state because it actually happened.
Right. So we continue here with your calls. Steve is on the line in Colorado. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I was going to do my impression of that bulldog guy, but I didn't want Guard to jump up out of his chair. I do a pretty good impression of him, too.
This is the guy that replaced Gardner on his old radio show. He used to be the producer.
He was my so-called producer.
Look, go ahead. Give us an impression. Go ahead, real quick.
Well, as he used to say, Guard would introduce him. He'd say, "My main man," and the guy go, "Bulldog Brian
Telton." That's a pretty accurate card.
Oh, yeah. And the funniest thing was he was so starving to get in the air. I've spoken to some people before about how, you know, I don't really care whether it's my voice or somebody else's voice on the air. As long as the message is getting out to people and it's correct, it's historically correct, it's ethically proper, it's principled, and it pushes freedom and individual liberty. I don't care whether it's me or somebody else. Bulldog was a different factor. He liked to hear his voice. And so if I introduced him on the air and if I said, "Hey, how you doing?" he'd introduce a topic. Like, before I would even start the show, like, "Oh, I'm doing better than those people in Baltimore. Did you hear?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I can't even. I just planned for 3 hours, and now everything's completely out the window. So thanks, man. That's funny."
Steve, what else you got for us tonight?
Well, in the process, let me back up. And when I was in middle school, I learned that George Washington, upon being elected president, was asked, "Well, sir, how should we address you?" And being very humble, he said, "Well..."
You'll tell us in a moment. Hang on, Steve.
Sure, I will,
we'll bring you back here in a few moments. More with Steve and your calls as well. Got enough time to sneak you in. If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. Again, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loop for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. But you can also shop over at Newegg. If you've got computer parts you need to buy, Newegg is the source for computer parts on the Internet. And that, now you can buy them through Newegg.FreeTalkLive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So do all your computer parts shopping over at Newegg.FreeTalkLive.com. As we continue here. Mark, how are we doing on the voting, by the way? Can you check on
that? We're number one.
We're number one, but are we number one enough?
We are not number one by the stated amount of 50. Yeah.
Okay, so we still need votes, too. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com and vote for your for our show this month of October. It makes a big difference for us when you do so. Again, that's vote.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here and talk to, I believe we've got Fred on the line in Illinois. Fred, you are on Free Talk Live. Fred? Illinois, going once. Fred?
Yep. Hello, Fred.
You are. Go ahead.
Okay. Real quick, this is something that has not been talked about in the financial markets over the last 2 to 3, 4 weeks. Foreign currencies around the world are collapsing.
Mm-hmm. Which ones?
Go to x.rates.com, just dial for dollars. The Danish kroner has gone from 4.60.
I thought that was the Icelandic currency.
Nope, they're all collapsing relative to the U.S. dollar. It is happening all over the world. The Australian dollar has just free fallen from 1.01 up to 1.54.
Just in the last. Because isn't the reason for this because their banks are now also pumping out the currency, essentially because the U.S. bank, central bank, sort of took the lead and pumped out a bunch of money into the money supply, so they inflated the currency, and the other central banks are following suit?
Here's the theory. The whole system is fiat worldwide.
That's right.
Okay, so when you have small little islands of fiat, the virus, the impact gets hit first and more fiercely in these smaller countries. So what has happened, there seems to be a massive flight to the dollar. So we have raging inflation accompanied by foreign currency collapses all over the world right now, right as we speak.
That's
the only three
right.
currencies that are not collapsing is the Chinese yuan, the Japanese yen, and the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The euro dollar has declined substantially since my wife and I were in France in April, and the rate was like 1.57, 1.60.
And, you know, it's incredibly fraudulent to hear these people come on television. I've been watching the same things you have, and they claim that, oh, the dollar is strong. The dollar is still weak, and it's only strong compared to these other depreciating assets.
Yeah, that's
it's like comparing one patient in the cancer ward to another one.
Yeah.
These inflationary fires and these foreign currency collapses, it's like they're heading our way. So it's like, you know, you're in a forest. You can see the fire way off in the distance. The fact is, fire's coming our way. The people fleeing the fires, they're coming into the U.S. dollar. They're coming into the Japanese yen. They're coming into the Chinese yuan. But it's fiat. It's inflation. And
it can't last
fiat.
Forever. No.
It can't last. No.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing
all
from
right.
you.
Yeah, Ian, also, we've been discussing this a little bit. One of the things that I hope people will recognize is as they hear various conservative talk radio hosts, and they're not doing a terrible job on this, but they could do a lot better, saying that, you know, this is an unprecedented takeover of the U.S. banking system. First of all, it is not unprecedented because Roosevelt did this. It doesn't make it any better, but it is to a massive scale now. So you could say the scale is unprecedented. But also, this is a worldwide now interconnectedness between treasury secretaries of various countries who are now making decisions themselves without any sort of oversight.
No oversight, right.
They've been granted these powers in unconstitutional fashion here.
They're going to buy banks. They're going to buy parts of banks in this country.
Exactly.
And in the UK, one of the stories we didn't really get to tonight was the fact that they are actually nationalizing, and that is completely taking over at least three different banks there, and all of the branches, of course, in the UK. You know, maybe we'll have a chance to get to that. I want to get to Gene's call. He's been waiting patiently here. Gene on the line in Tennessee on the AMP line. Hello, Gene.
Hi, I want to clarify some things. The other day I made the Christian anarchist prediction of what's going to happen, what I think is going to happen, and of course it doesn't sound good. It looked I'm predicting a total collapse and a return, a changing of this country into a third world nation, a collapse of the empire, just like the Roman Empire. But some people called thinking that I was predicting or that I was wishing this upon the country. Of course, I don't wish this at all. It's just I'm looking at reality. But I did see that there are three possibilities or four possibilities to this election in the cult process of electing the cult leader in the United States. And there are three of those will make no difference at all, and that is whether Obama is elected, McCain is elected, or whether Bush suspends the election and becomes emperor of the cult. Either way, you wind up with the country is going to collapse and go into a total economic failure.
Mm-hmm.
There is one possible option, and this is that the election doesn't take place until December 15th. Most people think that it takes place in November, but that's not true. That's just when the popular election takes place. The electors meet on December 15th, and they're the ones who select the president.
This is true.
If a convoluted series of events happens between then and now, such as Obama is disqualified because he's not a U.S. citizen, McCain croaks or becomes totally insane, like when he said that we're his fellow prisoners.
I saw that clip. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah,
wow.
McCain was doing some sort of speech, and he actually said, my fellow prisoners, to people.
Geez.
Yeah. So anyway, if something like that were to happen and both of those become disqualified between the election and the time the electors meet in December, the electors are free to elect whoever they wanted to. If by some miraculous conclusion they came to the conclusion that they wanted Ron Paul as president.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
The only scenario that will change the outcome of what is to come, because he's the only one with the common sense to attack this in the correct manner.
Well, I'm not keeping my fingers crossed on that one, Gene.
Yeah. Okay, well, otherwise the empire is falling.
Good riddance to it, I say. It's time to secede and get the hell out while we still can. I thank you, Gene, for the call.
Well, I don't want to see the empire fall. A lot of people are going to lose a lot of money.
Hey, what do you know? That's the way the cookie crumbles. Hey, by the way, we're looking for libertarian students and recent graduates interested in careers in movies, films, animation, or video game production for spring, summer, and fall internships. All positions, and when I say we, I mean not we, but the libertarianinternships.com and the Institute for Humane Studies. All positions are paid and include, because if we're going to have an internship here at Free Talk Live, you ain't getting squat. You're not getting money from us. So you need to go to libertarianinternships.com because not only do you get participation in a career workshop, networking opportunities in major media centers like New York City, L.A., D.C., free novels, academic works, tuition, travel assistance, a $2,000 stipend for a 10-week-long internship, even a housing and travel allowance. You just can't get that in most broadcast or media internships. So head over to libertarianinternships.com, get signed up for approval, and get more information there. LibertarianInternships.com. So, Gard, I mean, briefly, what do you know about what's going on in the UK with these banks being completely nationalized?
Ziggy says it's not nationalized.
Well, okay, here's the deal.
He's our man on the ground over
there.
Yeah,
Gordon Brown and the UK government, they've got an emergency refinancing deal that they've struck. And it looks like it could be voluntary. But I'm not sure about this. Here's the report. And, in fact, Drudge Report had a story. If you hit one of the links off of it, the Times Online had this report that it said, Gordon Brown called an end to the days of overblown city salaries today as he pumped $37 billion of taxpayers' money into the partial nationalization of three of the country's biggest banks. Under the emergency refinancing, the three banks participating in the scheme, Royal Bank of Scotland, HBOS, and Lloyds, TSB, have agreed to scrap boardroom bonuses for the current future or for the current year and tie future rewards to performance. Nor will they pay out any dividends. Oh, isn't that nice? Nothing like being a free market investor and actually thinking that you're going to get something back. Nor will they pay dividends until the government's interest in preference shares has been fully repaid. So
the government's claiming they're going to back out?
Yeah, essentially what I see here is that they're going to be lifting their bad assets like they've done with here in the United States with WAMU and things like that. They're not going to be reselling them. They're going to be lifting the bad assets, and they're not going to allow them to pay off dividends.
Right. We all know that the government's going to get in, and they're never going to get out. They're talking about how they're going to get out. I don't believe they're going to get out. That's just the way things are. Government
they don't get out
expanding.
Much.
Yep. All right, we're done. Benny in here with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Lead from